Since the second wave hit Uganda towards the end of last month, medics and health officials have seen a sharp rise in the number of severe cases, a situation that is overwhelming treatment facilities. Dr. Jane Ruth Acheng is Uganda's health minister.
The situation is not good. The number of cases are increasing daily. The resurgence is true, it is real. Our isolation facilities, especially the intensive care unit at Mulago, is already full. If you are eligible for a bed right now, you may go on a waiting list. Even the children, we have children in our isolation facilities.
The medics say that what is more worrying is that the new patients require 10 times more oxygen, yet the available accessories have already run out. Dr. Muhammad Mubiru is the principal hospital administrator at Entebbe General Hospital, one of the isolation and treatment facilities.
And this also includes the youth, 20, 22, 23. So, and the condition is not the usual one. So many of them are on oxygen.
Also, characteristic of the resurgence is that the patients deteriorate into ICU within a very short time as compared with the first wave. Dr. Moses Muwanga is the director of Entebbe General Hospital.
Those days, the person will progress slowly. But you see things happening within the few hours this person has come. You see the person who came breathing changes within a short time. But those days, you wait. But these days, a person in one day can change to what the other person will be changing in a week.
The resurgence comes at a time many Ugandans have abandoned the rules for preventing COVID-19. And the government is considering a new lockdown if the caseload continues to rise. Health Minister Acheng has advised Ugandans to protect themselves from COVID-19.
If people are not careful, we may end up losing many more people than we did before. Because apparently Ugandans seem to have forgotten that we have COVID-19 and people are back to their normal life. People don't want to wear masks. People don't want to sanitize. They don't want to social distance. So my appeal to you is to take COVID-19 very seriously and to take this resurgence as more dangerous than the first.
Uganda is currently administering the second dose of vaccine to those who received the first one in March. But it seems many Ugandans have shunned the vaccinations. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.